This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, January 22nd. And then there were two. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has ended his 2024 presidential campaign.
I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate their resources if we don't have a clear path to victory.
He gave former President Donald Trump his endorsements, but he also gave former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley what she's been asking for.
Can you hear that sound? That's the sound of a two-person race.
But Haley doesn't have much time to consolidate support and catch up to Trump, who's still the clear frontrunner.
Get your neighbors, get your family, get everybody, you gotta vote, because we have to win by big margins.
Many people think New Hampshire is Haley's best chance of a win, so tomorrow's primary will be a big test and could make or break her campaign. And while she'll spend her day campaigning in the state, Trump is expected to be back in a courtroom in New York, where a jury is deciding how much he should pay E. Jean Carroll for defamation over his denial of her sexual abuse allegations. He'll then head to a campaign event in New Hampshire later in the day. Israel's prime minister is outright rejecting a plan from Hamas to release the remaining hostages in Gaza. He says Hamas wants the war to end with the withdrawal of troops and Palestinian prisoners released.
I categorically reject the conditions of capitulation to the Hamas monsters. If we accept this, our soldiers have fallen in vain.
The Wall Street Journal reports that the US, Egypt, and Qatar want Israel to join a new phase of negotiations with Hamas, including the release of hostages and the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza. This comes as Hamas-controlled authorities in Gaza say more than 25,000 people have been killed there since the beginning of the war. This month's extreme weather has killed at least 82 people in the US. The barrage of back-to-back storms led to deaths in 13 states as severe conditions left people crushed under fallen trees, trapped in tornadoes, or tangled in snowy car accidents. And people in the central US will still see freezing rain and ice chills on their commute today, but a blast of warm air will thaw out the east. More than 40 million people from northern Texas to the Great Lakes are under winter weather alerts, and several states have issued road hazard warnings. A large, controversial temple has been inaugurated in India by the country's prime minister. The still unfinished Hindu temple sits on the site of a 16th century mosque that was demolished by Hindu hardliners in the early 90s, with the construction being seen as a victory for Hindu nationalists. CNN's Vedika Sood is outside the temple in the city of Ayodhya and tells us why the prime minister led the ceremony.
Narendra Modi is seeking a third record term as leader, and this opening comes just months before the elections. What the opposition party members are saying is that he has politicized this. They believe that he's using this as an opportunity ahead of the elections to cash in on more votes to consolidate the Hindu vote base.
A US-based Hindu group is criticizing the inauguration for, quote, weaponizing religion for political gain. Coming up, we'll tell you which teams have advanced to the NFL Conference Championships.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions have made it through to their respective conference championship games. The Chiefs secured their sixth consecutive appearance in an AFC championship last night, edging out the Buffalo Bills in a 27-24 win. They'll head to Baltimore next weekend to face the Ravens in the AFC championship game. Meanwhile, the Lions beat out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-23 earlier in the day. The Lions will play the San Francisco 49ers next weekend to vie for a place at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas next month. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.